Hello, everyone. Welcome. As you can see, we have a great friend all the way from Vietnam, our good friend JL Dinh. Remember from the send-out conferences and all the conferences that we had that would translate to Vietnamese. Our great friend here has been all over the world recently. He's been in shows and been on TV and been in San Francisco and doing many, many great business kingdom-minded opportunities. And we thought this time would be a good time to share what is happening in JL Dinh's life. Thank you so much for coming back with us today to share your story and what is happening in your life. So what's happened since the last conference, the last send-out conference, and you were translating for me, we were teaching people how to use Zoom. What's happened since then?
It happened a lot of things that's happened, but I would say about it's a journey of miracle since our last talk.
Yes, it has been a journey of miracles. The 2 years of COVID was a miracle of sorts with all the things that have happened. Would you like to share that timeline from April 29 to 2020 till today?
The journey will be starting. It's not only in 2020, but it's about 2 years before. I started co-working with the drug ministry, actually since 2018. But it just in a step, like I'm just doing my delivery teaching. I'm teaching the Bible for the rehab and Zazis for 2 years. But COVID-19 upside down everything. Even for me, my life, I'm not only get deeper into the drug ministry, but also in very new way, Manas ministry. Manas company opened, established right there in the 29th of April. And just 2 days after, temporary closed due to the COVID-19. But actually, that's a very unexpected, amazing gift. Got opened for Manas, 2-year-old day.
And that's an exciting time for you, seeing how in due time the doors were open, situations changed, and blessing after blessing, miracle after miracle kept coming your way.
Well, mention the lockdown. No one experienced it before and no one know how to react. And also the quarantine and keep hearing about you have to do this test or you in order to go out, you have to this and that. Quite confusing. And also I have to say like the fear covering very like from house to house. But then what we have is completely changed. Why? Actually, for the Christian, we have separated ourselves from the society for such a long time already because we have under very unique treatment. It's not only treatment for the body when you can be restored the physical health, but mostly about the mental health as well. And not small at all, not humble at all. There should be a number of the people convert their faith to God when they stay inside the Christian rehab, when they see the miracle, when they see really how God come into their life and he transformed their life. So for Christian rehab, for that 2 years, it's become more safer place. No one can go inside, no one can go outside. So it's very amazing story already. But then, what will a new get? I mentioned before will be a team of four. It's not Marvel team or something similar to like Fantastic Four, but it's just four of us. Really ordinary people sharing the same faith in God. We are working as volunteer for the Christian rehab. I teach Bible. Someone else, they will teach IT, just computer, very basic by word, Excel, PowerPoint, and the other will teach them how to make life like soft skill in life. And for us, we observe one thing. Actually, and you fall into the addiction for a drug-free life, it's so easy. Someone can do 5 or 6 times. But re-addiction, actually the handicap, is a huge give obstacle. So we doing observation. Why? How? The reaction is so high. And the conclusion, the most major one, blame for jobless. They can't stable life. They can't stand on their own feet. So they won't be so disappointed, and the time their mental health negative, they will return to their old life. So in order to maintain a new lifestyle, a drug-free, the key, one of the keys is giving a job, creating job, and make them feel like you are valuable. You are not waste. You do not powerless. You still, you have a new identity now in Christ. Even when we say something like that, but the reality is not. So make them feel like, really? God forget me? Really God do that for me? So for us, we just so naive at that time. We can help everyone, but we're just thinking if in some very unique cases, we can give a hand. So that's enough already. So for us, we open Manas. The team of Manas, we have two functions primary. The first of all, being a teacher for years in rehab. So we see us as trainee, we see us as instructors. That's the very first position. So that's why we design a very special curriculum matching with the brain being damaged due to re-addiction, due to a long-term abuse drug. So the majority tend to concentrate up to over 20 minutes. So basically all the lessons should be delivered within the duration of that 20 minutes or less. The very special, very, very special curriculum after a couple of years working with those. So with that, we teach them even from spelling, right or wrong. The thing will be someone drop out of school at very early stage. So that's why they are not even reach the average education level. So for that reason. And secondly, after year, someone even more than 2 decades, someone from the age of 14 drop out of school already. And for more than 24 years inside the heavy drug addiction behind the bar, and so the brain be damaged already. So get back to learn everything from the very beginning. So after that, being graduated learner from Manas, they have two choices. The first one, return to their hometown, but they be equipped with working skill already. So they can just do their manual job. For example, I know you don't have motorbike a lot, right? But for us, it's a different story. It's like our baby. We use baby to call our motorbike. So they will know how to make clean the motorbike. Even someone have car, they know how to clean the car to earn money for our daily life. That's a very good illustration. But then someone, they make a commitment to stay with Manas. They have to be ready themselves, have the willingness to co-work with us through a more deeper training enough to get themselves fit with the manufacturing process like. So they have to learn more and adapt. Someone fail, they really not make it, but someone they do, they stay with us from very beginning up to now. But that very beautiful photo is not appear in just twinkle of light. It's like for more than 2 years, and we can stand firm and tell you this story. It's a miracle of God. The fact is that post COVID-19 bankruptcy observed every corner, and for miracle, 2 days only and temporary closed, and we passed. We maintain we be fed by God, be more mature by Him, and that's deeply miracle. So I would say, oh, about that 2 day we close. Well, what will we do? We not prepare ourselves for the pandemic. We don't know what to do, and also we are not fear, of course, because we understand this is the way God separated us. But then it's not surrounding us, the neighborhood. But then only one idea of God comes to our mind. You take this time to plan your own material source. And we have no clue why. Why we have to go to the field? Why? A lot of why. But later on, we understand now. When we in the industry, especially for the product, for the manufacturing industry, the key point, one of the unique selling point, the advance over the competitors will be whether or not you make self-control of your material, of your raw material. So that is, that 2 years actually God support us in planting our own material sources. We have no clue, but now we understand. He's the one control all the thing on the chest, so on the chest table. So that's the thing. For 2 years, we take the time of COVID-19, will be the collapse everywhere, the bankruptcy everywhere. Even someone that promised to buy our product already, bankrupt. Only few, very humble number has this time and slowly recover until now. But it's not the whole story I want to tell you today. It's just one third. This is very, like, you think it's miracle already. You survive post-COVID-19. But it's just one third. The second part, I would like to tell you will be what happened since March 2022. The COVID-19 restriction be removed. So how thing happened? For 2 years, you separated by God. He teaches you by yourself. You think like, oh, I have much better preparation now. Now we back to the game. We come to back to the track. No, you're naive again. This is the reality. And you have to follow the rule. We're facing a lot of handicaps. We're facing a lot of obstacles. We may plan to do A, to do B, to see this person, to make appointment, trying our best to win the agreement from that person. None work out. None work out. There'll be a time that we're feeling like we are like walking to the dark valley already. Crying, fasting, praying, a lot. None happened. Suddenly, it just feeling like it just a twinkle of light, and God just really, He's like, we just move inside His palm of hand, divine appointment, a person we never think of, a person never in our plan, and a way we never thought of, suddenly appear in our mind, and it's really transformed us to next level in only a word in due time. There's no other way. Even no second be unworthy, and we transform. God gives us strategy at that time. We follow sustainability. We follow carbon credit. We follow even circular economy. That's something brand new. It's not common. It's not a popular term in Vietnam at that time. The strategy God gave us. Go overseas and then return. And thinking about go overseas the time of the lockdown, not only in Vietnam, even we closed border with Laos and Cambodia, and now we got telling us, you go overseas. What miracle now? It's so rare. But then, really, online competition, a lot of international online competition, they have waiting for the lockdown. They also looking like this is no more pandemic. Everything will be come back to the normal, but a new normal, actually. A new normal. So they have to really adopt and they have to fit themselves with a new normal. So online, competition online. I will be, and even now, words are, I or whatever it is, but from the beginning, take charge of foreigner affair of the relationship, open network. So my job, I will be the competitor of Manas, participate several competitions. Of course, so no at all experience from in Korea startup, for example, Korean startup fail. But then only by the beginning of 2021, the light come out. It's similar to what happened in the Bible. David he not, you are king and you are king. The next day, forget that. You have to take care of the sheep. You have to fighting, protect the sheep against wolf. For example, you're not king in one day. You have a really long journey to prepare. Same to Manas. We have to prepare a lot, right? So we fell from the very beginning, but then slowly have listed only at the top 10 of the climate long patch, even top 20 hatch for growth. And finally, we being the winner the first time for the UK Alumni Award. And then we become the winner for the best community project of the year. And all like global reward, none in Vietnam yet at that time. And suddenly, I really understand the journey God, he himself, he draw for us at the time. We, really? You hear from God, right? Really? A lot of confusion and even assumption and even, really? The doubt as well. But now, only at that moment, we understand the strategy God has planned for us. The thing will be, we start up, we do not have any finance, we don't have any fund for doing marketing. We don't know how to build up our brand. We are just teachers volunteering at rehab, trying to do something to make the drug-free life stand firm. That's it. But God teaches us more than what we expect. The thing will be like this. Once we get any international reward, the media will find us. They will do for free of charge everything. The telling story about us on the newspaper, or the television, invite us to a show game, broadcasted, even for the state channel. Our first become similar there. And some think, how many years you have established already? And then, only 2 days prior to the outbreak of the coronavirus, and you're here now. It's amazing. And I tell them this is a miracle of God. They deny to believe because it's so good to be true. So good to be true. They refuse to accept that. And I totally understand why. It's really a journey of miracle. So after we get more excited on media, I also join more and more of the competition. Not win all the time, also have lost. But I understand one thing. If it's a reward for us, we will have it. But it's not, for some reason, suitable or like making benefit for us. God will have his way not to let it touch us. No more crying, honestly. The first time my friend appeared so smiling. But when I return home, I cry. But now, more accepted, stronger, and less tear when I found some competition. Last month in San Francisco, you guys, you are the host of IPEC 2023, doing so well. I was there on show of the Geese APEC 2023 for the final pitching. We, from the 29 nations of Asia, we sharing the same Pacific. We have 29 nations together, we sharing that 20 Pacific. And we make APEC forum, economic forum for those nations. And by the end of the day, I'm standing on top 10 across several profiles, got several competitions together with the other 29 nations to be there in San Francisco. That's the miracle already. We just back to the market in March 2022 and now just November. Not yet 2 years, right? And we are on the top 10 of APEC already. It's a journey of miracle. Last year, APEC 2022 in Thailand, I also presented, only two Vietnamese presented there for the science leadership program. And you're feeling surprised. How can science, something really academic and manners, you are doing what again? You are doing with what? Agriculture, and you're there in science? Yes, we are. We even register for patents, two patents already, and going more for the future. And you're still thinking, how come? And now we come to the last piece, last but not least piece of that. Do you know what is this? This is sweet. Invasive plant, waste only. And now Manas use agriculture waste, trading, commercial, expanding the income of the farmer, and creating job for the drug addict. All the story just comes around this waste. And that's why we get patents. That's why we receive a lot of recognition. Even from UNDP, the Vietnam Circular in Vietnam, Manas were listed as one of the outstanding samples for circular economy. Why? You had to look for it. Even I will send a link after this. Of course, UNDP written in English, so free to read. So the thing is, come back to Manas patent. For 2 years, got t-shirts privately. And then we come to the market, we manifest, but practice makes perfect. Finally, last year, we submitted our patents. For those happen for us. And even if someone asks why, you're not just 3 years, not a 3 year old internship. How come? The journey of miracle, right? I told you from the very beginning. This is the journey of miracle. There's none of logical explanation at all. None. We do not follow any book of theory. We do not follow market fit product. We do not follow something like customer orientation. Just four teachers. Love-based motivation and just love because we receive freely from God and we want to share it. And just thinking we're doing business really in a naive way. Fail a lot. Sometimes even me, I want to leave this ministry already, being very frankly to say. But then when I kept praying and hearing from God, God wants me to stay. So I stay, even without knowing why I should stay. There will be a very dark time of myself for 2 or 3 months. I really want to give up already because of the conflict, the inner conflict among our founding team. We do not believe something from there's no virus, there's no bacteria when you're doing ministry. In fact, the story upside down. A lot of crazy things happen. A lot of things, a lot of unusual, abnormal, unexpected things happen. But then you share the same vision and you keep hearing from God, even don't understand, just follow Him. I have no clue why I should stay for 2 or 3 months, but only when I pass that time, very heavy for me, I see the door open. And then I understand. Sometimes the gift from God so huge and no one wants you to receive it. No one here I mentioned is someone, God never in the favoritism of those. They hate God. So they don't want you to receive the blessing from Him, the spiritual blessing. Many obstacles, many handicaps, but that's mean the thing God laid down for you, the thing He designed for you, even before the Genesis, even the foundation of this earth is laid, coming on the way. So stand firm, even if it's really challenging time, very honest. So finally, together we passed until now. That means keep counting for like 5 months. We will reach to our age. We get one more year in doing internship. But then talking about the future, we're still looking for more favoritism from God. We see ourselves as nothing, empty hands. Starting empty hands and until now. So we're happy to call ourselves. We have nothing except God in this kind of ministry. Manas ministry, working with drug people. And by the journey of miracle from nowhere to the location, the destination is set for us. This month or so, I will fly to Korea. For me, it's not just a business trip, more than that. This trip paid partly for me by the government. That means we receive the recognition also locally. The strategy God gave us really worked out. Go overseas, be accepted, be recognized. Once returning home, we are from invisible, from visible. And that's the strategy God gave us. We're looking more for favoritism in the future for Him. With everything we have.
So God has been bringing you on this journey of miracles, from miracle to journey to experience, from empty hands to full hands, from empty thoughts to full thoughts, from a plan of no plans to a plan to a promise of a prosperous future. So your final thoughts?
Very true.
God opens doors that no man can shut.
God opened our way with no door as well.
And God is going to continue to work in your life, in the life of your ministry, in the business opportunities. And it will be tenfold blessings upon you and your friends and your family and your coworkers and your nation and those that just influence you, those that just come around you. The Holy Spirit will move and many things will happen that only God can be the answer.
Totally agree. And we experience it daily life.
Mm-hmm. It's just a wonderful experience of seeing how God brings all these equations and situations together for His good. and opens doors that people never thought was possible.
And then I would like to challenge the audience to keep searching about the word read, R-E-D, in the Bible. And you've been amazed with how read appear in the Bible. And the same journey of miracle when we're doing with the drug addict is our mission to plant a reset life upon the drug addict. A lot of similarities come out between read and the life, the power of living. The motivation of continually living inside the drug addict, similar to it, it personally observation. However, also from my point of view, what I really expect, I wish the weed has a name now in Vietnam. It's no more known as invasive plant, but now it belongs to Old Cope family. Old Cope means this is agricultural specialty of a local region in Vietnam. From West have a name now. And this extremely the newest miracle God gave to Manas just 3 weeks, maximum maybe 1 month ago. We be accepted as Old Cope. We have a name now.
Very exciting to see that come into fruition and move, that there's a name, there's a belonging, there's a sense of community now. It's a sense of understanding and moving to new opportunities and experiences. It's exciting to see what's happening to you. It's exciting to see what happened to the reed and what else is in store for the future, where God is going to take anything next. God is the owner of all creation. God is going to open this opportunity for many things to go forward.
God is God of creation and diversity. There's no formula in Him. The lesson we taught again and again to me, myself, every day when I open my eyes, giving not as fully I planned. There was always something new. So I just like sometimes do not have very good peace with Him. But then I just cannot like, maybe in the morning I hate Him, so I don't want to speak anything with Him. But somehow by lunch, I will find a way to talk back with Him. But He already there waiting for me already. It sounds really fiction, but it's not. If I believe anyone maintain very intimate relationship with God, they follow exactly what I'm telling them. You don't have to fear Him like God up to the air, making Sarah call, but He refused to receive your call. He's not that. He's a close friend. A friend side by side, walking side by side. You can tell Him secret of your life without the fear of being betrayed. You get angry with Him because you are so close, because you know that He will not kind of person will damn you away if you're shouting at His face. But this is a friend of comfort. This is a friend accept you because of who you are and love you unconditionally. So because of that, you don't have to wear mask being with Him. Just be yourself. And you fully to express your emotion. And He loves that. Even when you hurt Him, you don't want to talk with Him. Because for you, He's so real. He's not someone in movie. He's not someone on the photo. He's a friend of you and He's so real. Like you don't want to talk with Him because you feel like, ah, really make negative emotion toward Him. But then He's a friend of you and you are so close that you expect your real feeling. He loved that. And then when you like a child or maybe you're finding a way to come back because you know that you are wrong. You commit that, yeah, it's not good about myself. And you're fighting a way, you're fighting the big way to get back with Him. He also loves that feeling because you see Him as a friend. You're not like invisible anymore. He's so visible, touchable with you. And so that's why for me, myself, He's so real. touchable. And that's why what I'm sometimes I can't get any clue. But just deep down inside me, I just know he want me to do this, he want me to do that, without understanding. But in a due day, in a due time, I will get the full understanding why he want me to follow that. Why I do that step, follow step by step, follow his direction on that day. So that's my own experience. And I'm just waiting for the next few couple of days, different of months, the couple of years to see what he do next in my life.
And that expectation is just the blessings of God overflowing in your life and the lives of others. And, you know, there's times when it just doesn't feel right. There's times when something doesn't make any sense. But God always takes all these different puzzle pieces and puts together a grand master plan and puts us on this path for a plan, a hope, and a future. And what's happening in Vietnam, what's happening with JL here, is an amazing opportunity, amazing miracle, a testament of the goodness of God. What an honor and privilege to hear your story, to hear the wonderful story of Vietnam, to hear the wonderful story about what's happening in agriculture, what's happening in business, all kingdom-minded opportunities. And God is just going to continue to bless you for all the days of your life.
Thank you. The same upon you, your ministry, especially with your wife.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor and privilege to spend this time with you today.
Thank you so much.